Join up with the Galway Under 16 Ladies Football Manager, Donal Cassidy. Donal, what do you say after that? Because it looked, we were so close.
Yeah, Darren, we were very close. Look, we're disappointed, I suppose, looking back on it, that we didn't just close it out the 60 minutes. The last couple of minutes, we just kind of got bogged in, kicked ball away, rash ball away, unfortunately. And look, it's disappointing, I suppose. The extra time, it kind of ran away from us a bit then. And look, I don't think 5-point defeat is a fair reflection on the effort that our girls put in, but that's unfortunately the way it goes.
Yeah, because I was just saying to you before we started recording, you're 3 points up in the closing stages and you're trying to hold on. One or two decisions go against you, but Mayo, to their credit, they get the scores to force extra time, and they had that bit of a boost that they used in the first period.
Yeah, they did. Look, the momentum was with Mayo in the first period of extra time, I suppose, after getting the point to level it. Yeah, we were thinking it was two up, but 1 point up going into injury time. There was 3 minutes injury time. I don't know, was there 3 minutes injury time in it? But look, that's what the ref played. We had a couple of chances, just maybe 2, 3, 4 minutes before the end of it to push the gap to 2 points. Gemma just missed one narrowly, and that probably if we got one more ahead, you know, we probably would have closed it out.
The start of the game, Mayo really got a run of the, there was gaps left open, they went 7 points in front. Now, you had a great goal from Leisha McDonough, Mayo hit back with one there as well, but one thing about this Galway team, you never stop trying to create opportunities, and while a couple of goal chances went away, they needed to fire them with a soccer style shot into the back of the net, and suddenly the game was back on again.
Yeah, in fairness, we played well for a lot of the game. We were very happy with it, with the 60 minutes. Conditions were tough down here. Leash had a great game at number 11. Gemma came into it really well and got some great scores. Niamh done really well, got the soccer goal. I think Leash also got a similar kind of goal. So we done a lot of things right. Our backs fought awful hard, as I said, under really difficult conditions here today. So look, I'm immensely proud of them. We got beaten by, 12 points, I think it was, 7 weeks ago in Gary Moore. And we knew that wasn't a fair reflection on this bunch. And look, we're just disappointed, I suppose, that we didn't close it out, you know.
Yeah, I'm not going to argue too more at the end because it is disappointing. But for such a young team, in conditions like this, the rain that never goes away, the strong wind as well, very, very difficult to play football. And you're playing for a comic title as well. Gutted for them now, but they really did their county proud.
Ah, absolutely, yeah, they did. Look at that. I'm just disappointed that we're not joining up again. We probably would have given them a couple of weeks off. The semi-finals, not for another 10 weeks, which is madness. It's a pity that we're not coming together again in 2 weeks' time, just when the weather is probably getting a little bit better to keep developing them as regards the football. I mean, the kind of title is the kind of title, but it's, as we were saying last week, it's about development really at this age. And it's disappointing that we've been together, it's all over on whatever the 14th of April, and the weather has been so bad. We haven't had a real opportunity to, work with them over in nice pitches, good weather, and develop them in that perspective. But look, they'll be back. They'll be back. A lot of these girls will go on, obviously, and they'll play minor, etc. And look, at the club starts on Wednesday, so that's it. There's always a game around the corner, you know.